A state official is trying to get what are known as quasi-public agencies to be more transparent. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, that's proving to be difficult.
These quasi-public agencies are pretty much just like they sound. They're privately run, but they provide public services. And they're supposed to operate with some government oversight. State Comptroller Kevin Lembo wants them to provide checkbook-level financial information. But in a letter to the governor, he says three quasi-publics are not cooperating.
Three that were listed in the letter were either folks who refused to speak with us at all about it, or ones that either refused to participate, or those that set up unnecessary roadblocks.
That's not how Carl Kilduff remembers things. He heads the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority, one of the agencies named in Lembo's letter.
I wouldn't say that we are ignoring the request. We are trying to get to a point where we're giving information that's beneficial to the public.
Lembo says he started the process 2 years ago, and the information he's asking for would take about 20 minutes to generate.
Now time's up. Those last remaining organizations need to know that Connecticut and the people of Connecticut want greater transparency.
Kilduff points out that his office is already providing budget-level data to the Office of Policy Management, or OPM.
We provide reporting to OPM on a fairly regular basis of what our finances are. So this would be a redundant effort.
What would be new, Kilduff says, is how the data would be presented to the public through the Open Connecticut online portal created by Lembo's office. Lembo says he's only heard from one of the three agencies named in the letter, the Port Authority. They say they've been busy on other projects, but this is now a priority. The third agency named is the Capital Region Development Authority. There are 15 quasi-public agencies in Connecticut. The state has little control over how they spend their money, though they are subject to open records laws. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.